can go there. Thanks for the introduction, Shim and Anthony. That was beautiful. A bit quirky overseas. That was real nice. Could we kill some lights, if possible, just to get a bit of a mood? Nice. My name is Josh, and I am from overseas. I'm from Auckland in New Zealand. Thank you. Yep. And it's really nice to be here in Australia. I go to the Pakeranga Ecclesia, thank you, in Auckland. And one thing I'm quite excited to do when I go back home is to go back and tell them how great a week I've had. It's been fantastic so far, and I hope you do too. Like, my ecclesia is made up of a lot of old people, but I can't wait to go back and tell them where I've been and the people I've met. So I hope you are thinking the same thing. Might just grab... Is this anyone's water? No one's got any diseases, hopefully. What? Lollipops, seriously. Okay. I'm only going to speak for about 5 minutes, Fozzy, so that's because that's what Shim wanted us to do. So, be there in mind. Sorry, Foz. No, there's a bit of a segue. I just wanted to bring up a few of Fozzy's points from the other night. He mentioned how we should be like the people leading the sheep and loving our neighbours. And I hope we're doing that this week, because I know I felt like I've been fed by some of you people and that I've been loved. So I hope you're getting out there and sharing that with everyone, because I'm enjoying it. I hate to think that there's people out there that aren't. So make sure you're doing that. I decided on the topic 5 minutes from now, by the way. That was a little bit of instruction. I decided on this topic tonight because I've never really heard it said from the platform. It's always a bit of a worry saying that, because you're scared the little trapdoor will fall from beneath you. And the Dodson boys will be down there like, oh, scary. Or worse, those people with the glow masks down there like, woo. That would scare me more, I think. It's never been said. And it's something which I was discussing with a friend back in Auckland about a couple of months back now. And it was to do with what I find makes me faithful, and to do with my relationship with God. And things which I know that I've seen in my life, which I know God has been there for me. And it kind of took an interesting turn when I was talking to my friend. The things that I actually spoke to this person about was two things in particular. The first one was, when I have a problem, this is to do with my relationship with God, when I have a problem, not always, but sometimes, I'll pray about it. Hopefully I do that most times, but sometimes I'll pray about it, and I'll just ask simply, God, help me. And then I'll grab my Bible, and I'll just open it, and I'll just start reading. And I find that relationship I have with talking to God and then him being able to respond through his word, which it's here for, it helps me. Not always do I get an answer. Sometimes I get part of an answer. Sometimes it might just realign my thoughts and show me what's actually important rather than the silly little issue that I was having. So that's one thing I shared with this friend. And the other thing I shared was an experience I had with a new program we were starting in Auckland, which was designed for our youth to bring friends along to. And it was called One Way. And what we were doing, we were praying about it, we were organising logos and flyers to get our friends to come along. And for the first 5 weeks, you wouldn't believe it, no one came along, which we were quite disheartened about. But for those first 5 weeks, we had a 15-minute talk each time. And on the following morning or evening on the Sunday, something exactly the same was brought up from that 15-minute talk. In either the exhort or maybe in the lecture in the evening, whether it would be the exact same quote and the exact same comments on it, people were reading out lyrics of the same song. Even I remember I did the 15-minute talk, I asked a question the following morning, he asked the same question and answered it. And I looked at that, I was like, wow, coincidence maybe? But for me, that's what makes me faithful, that's my relationship with God. So I told all these things to my friend, and we should probably name this friend rather than calling it friend. Any suggestions on the name? Jeffrey. Who? Jeffrey. No, I don't like that. I've got two cats, Xiao Xiao and Little Head. Which one do people like? Xiao Xiao, hands up. Little Head. Little Head wins. Okay, so I'm talking to my friend Little Head and... Oh, this is not going to work. I talked to my other friend Little Head and I said, this is what makes me faithful. This is my relationship with God. And Little Head turns to me and goes... Stay with me. Little Head turns to me and goes, what makes you faithful isn't what makes me faithful. What your relationship with God is and what my relationship is with God. And before Little Head said that, I was quite despondent. I was quite taken back. This was the life and soul of my relationship with God, and this person wasn't agreeing with it. But then they said those words, and they said, what you have with God is not what I have with God. And it's true, and I think we've seen that today. By the way, this is kind of on topic, isn't it? A little bit, with the prayer. What we each have with God is not going to necessarily be what the person next to you has with God. For example, this is one amazing thing another friend of mine brought up recently. This is for the guys in the audience. Look at the girls around you and consider their relationship with God as a daughter and father relationship. For me, that was quite powerful. I mean, I obviously don't have experience with a daughter-father relationship, but it kind of blows my mind to think of how that works. And the same for the females. How do our minds work as a son-father relationship? We're all different. And you've got the people who are kind of clinical, kind of conservative, kind of studious in their relationship versus the people who are quite emotional, quite visible, and even, as we talked about, quite with the holy hands. They're quite out there with it. And they're quite different, and they're not wrong, all right, either one of them. I just want to read just the one quote that I'm going to use tonight from Romans chapter 12, words that we'll know. And they say, just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not have the same function, we have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve it. If it's teaching, let him teach. Okay, so we are different. We've got different talents, and therefore it kind of gives us a different relationship with God depending on what we're doing. So those are some of the things that has made me faithful, those two things I mentioned. I don't know what it is about what makes you have a good relationship with God, but that's something you need to work out for yourself. Some people I know look at creation and know that God is there. And I know some people go for a run and that clears their mind, and that's when they spend time with God. Maybe you'll see occurrences like I did in God's house of things happening. Or maybe even writing a prayer journal. That could be your relationship with God, as I think we've spoken about also this week. And I encourage you to find your own. I encourage, although I've given you mine, don't steal mine, they're mine. Get your own. You can if you want. No, but you need to work it out for yourself. You don't have the same relationship with the person next to you as you do on the other side of the room. And the things I want you to consider is things, again, that we've talked about already. How you approach God with your body language. And maybe to take a next step, do you, when you come to God, imagine shaking his hand? Or do you imagine, as you're about to pray, giving God a big hug and a greeting? And then talking next to him side by side, quite with heads kind of together and sharing your thoughts with him. So for the minute of silence after this, I'd like you to consider that, of how you approach God, what is the basis of your relationship with God. And whether that be going for a run, or whether that be spending time with God in a specific place. You might like to think of, I'm going for a drive with God, or I'm going out for a surf with God. And maybe you can take those things away with you as well after this week, so that you can spend more time with God in your own specific relationship with him. So I'll just give you a minute to think about those things. Thank you.